Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Tristan Wortham?
He's not available right now.
Okay, and may I speak with someone that is registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, and we have the ability to complete this survey in English or in Spanish. So do you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. First of all, you said that you are registered to vote, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
I will certainly vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me in what year were you born?
1965.
1965, thank you so much for sharing that information with me. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
I'm white.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think we're going in an okay direction.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feeling toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Marcelino Quiñones.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Then we have Ana Hernandez.
I'll say favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Can I ask, are these Democrats?
We have here
Do you
both.
Know what they're... Okay.
The next one is Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you.
I can't recall the name.
Okay. The next one is Katie Gallego.
I'm not familiar. I don't know.
Okay. And the last one is Katie Hobbs.
Favorable.
Okay. And it's very
very.
Okay, thank you so much. And overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Phoenix City Council. I guess somewhat favorable. I don't know.
Somewhat
approved. I'm not sure. Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you so much. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were from your area, well, were Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Ana Hernandez, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Can you tell me which ones are Democrats?
We don't have here like these are Democrats and these Republicans, you know.
Anna Fernandez is a Democrat.
Okay, so your option is Anna Hernandez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you have that you will vote for Anna Hernandez? Are you very certain? So not certain at all, or somewhat certain?
Let's just say somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. And now, can you please tell me which one of the issues I'm going to tell you is the most important to you in deciding your vote for city council? Choices are racial equity, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, jobs and economic development, crime, water quality and supply, public transportation, housing cost, or street and road maintenance.
Right now, I think I would say housing costs.
Okay, housing costs. Thank you so much. And now, let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
What were the options again? Or is the response?
Yes, very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing.
I'll go very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one says, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Very convincing.
Okay, got it. And the last one says, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each one, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first one is, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, got it. Then we have, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Convincing, very convincing.
Okay, got it. Then we have, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levin.
Including what was that?
Including a new police precinct, a new station.
Oh, police station?
Uh-huh.
Or police person? somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelina Quinones, for whom would you vote?
Ana Hernandez.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, got it. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, got it. And what, can you tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Okay, thank you so much. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Lyrae, L-Y-R-R-A-E.
Lyrae, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.